some music prompted responses such as getting up out of their chairs, dancing around, almost to the march of the beat. And it was great to see that life just kind of spark come alive in them.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know where. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on.
We don't just walk into a room and press play on a recorder. It's actively facilitating some sort of response out of the participants, whether that involves any kind of discussion about what the song's meaning might have to them, perhaps using the music to guide them into what's known as guided imagery. So it's important to be aware that the presence of a music therapist is to facilitate this music therapy session. It cannot just be accomplished by going into a room and turning on some music and then walking away and saying, yes, this is music therapy.
So if they were able to participate in the music themselves by either singing or dancing or even tapping their toes, that had a more positive effect than
it did
if they were just sitting there listening.
Exactly.
Did they like a particular style of music? Did it have to relate to perhaps the era in which they were young themselves?
Right. With music therapy, we always try to use what is called client preferred music, and that's getting to know your population that you're working with. So, for instance, with older adults, that can be as early as the roaring 20s, mm-hmm. And probably go up to, I would say, the 50s or 60s. But also it's very important to pay attention, as you mentioned, to the courtship years, when that music would have most been prominent and when they may have recognized it and it have more of a significant impact.
You've brought some music with you that you actually performed or played for folks in some of the homes here. Tell us a little bit about that music and why you chose that and what the reaction was to the music.
What I tried to do is bring a diversity, bring that variety that something everyone can latch on to. I usually like to include some jazz and standards, some Western country. Sometimes I might include religious and spiritual songs. Again, giving a little taste of something for everyone. And what I did with the music conditions for this study is I had both a variety of presentations from the piano as well as from the guitar.
Was there any particular song that was a crowd pleaser across the board?
You know, each song had a different effect for different reasons. If I was singing La Bamba and getting the crowd to just hoot and holler with me, then I could change it up completely on the next song and bring their focus back in with Frank Sinatra's My Funny Valentine.
What does music actually do for people who are elderly? Does it help them with their cognitive skills? Does it keep them sharper?
Music employs so many different facets and has the ability to activate all parts of the brain simultaneously, as a matter of fact. There are numerous cognitive studies with music's impact on a person's cognitive function, as well as the ability to evoke emotional responses from the listeners, from the participants. It really encompasses a wide array of cognitive, social, physical, and emotional stimulation, potentially all at once.
I think a point that you made in your research that music can be a help with depression in the elderly, which is a big problem.
Yes, it's often overlooked as well. Older adults tend to show and display these depressive-like symptoms. Some of them are not as well pronounced and made aware and should certainly be taken with care and precaution. And music has the transformational ability to either take someone to a different place and stimulate them from within, or potentially even lift their spirit in that instantaneous moment. And when you have the chance to reduce those depressive-like symptoms, then the individual might be at a lesser risk for any kind of cognitive impairments that may befall them in the future.
That seems to be a very inexpensive way to help people stay healthier who are in care facilities. But how much music is there for them? Where would they get music therapy of the kind that you did, which was on a short-term basis because you were doing a research project?
It all varies between facilities, and music therapy is, relatively speaking, a new field still to discover many, many different opportunities. It can be employed in a variety of settings, everything from early elementary education up through geriatrics and residential facilities, and then really everything in between. Where I see the importance lie is the care for older adults with this current generation, as well as the upcoming baby boomer generation, my parents' generation. And we need to provide them with this care. And music therapy is really is being viewed as this potential outlet for them that, yes, is much less expensive than in comparison to occupational physical therapy, but can at the same time not just work on improving their physical mobility, it can introduce them to an environment they may not have been exposed to otherwise.
Rory Bolton is a recent graduate of Illinois State University, a double major in music therapy and piano performance. Thanks for talking with us about your music therapy research.
Thanks for having me, Judy. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Judy Valente.